Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to be able to make this presentation to you at this important meeting and to make it on behalf of the government of Uzbekistan on forests and the forest industry. As we all know, that's a very important topic, and I'd like to share our efforts to develop forests in the cities of Uzbekistan with you today. How they affect the environmental situation in the country and the life in cities of our people. As you know, Uzbekistan is located in a region where there is basically a shortage of forest resources. Forests cover only 8% of our territory. That means that we have to be very active in improving the ecological situation and in ensuring that we have a sustainable, livable urban environment. Our distinguished president a few years ago initiated a general national project called Green Spaces. That's Yashil Makon in Uzbek. The purpose of it is to improve and make our cities more green and to improve the environmental situation overall. There are three basic strategic parts to the plan, and it's supposed to run until 2030. The first part of it is to ensure that on a yearly basis, we plant 200 million seeds. Secondly, we want to increase the green areas in our country to 30% of the total territory. And thirdly, we want to increase forest coverage from 8% to 15%. If we're to achieve these goals between now and 2030, we're obviously going to have to spend money, and 500 billion sum has been set aside for each year. This is in order, as I say, to increase green spaces, particularly in our cities, and set up urban forests, not only to improve the quality of air and microclimate, but to achieve other benefits as well, including strengthening the social structure overall. Green spaces, after all, play a key role in the well-being and health of our citizens, getting them out to be more physically active in the fresh air when there is fresh air. We are looking at the opportunity to spend about $1 million on increasing green spaces in the city of Tashkent to begin with, and that will not only be to protect the city from dust and pollution, but also to create a comfortable and more livable environment in the city. We're developing technology now to help us to do this and also to do it in the city of Nuxwitz, and there, I think it's €20 million that will be available. Again, this is to improve the environment, the ecological situation in the region, and improve the living conditions of those who live near the Aral Sea. For this, we need not only parks but gardens. It's not just a question of planting trees, it's also a question of better managing our natural resources and doing this in urban and non-urban areas. We know that in order to achieve the goals we've set ourselves, we're going to need international cooperation and sharing of experience with people who've done this kind of thing before. We'll be only too happy to share our information and benefit from the information of other countries who already have experience in these areas. We all understand, I think, the importance of forests for improving the health and the well-being of society in all countries. Uzbekistan is now trying to do precisely that and contribute to improving our environment for our people by developing urban forests. We hope that this will bring positive changes to our environmental situation. Thank you very much for your attention.